Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 98, Gmail contact info. So for today's episode, I figured I'd share an easy way of keeping your contact information basically backed up and easy to access, let's say, when you need to switch devices or you're going to have multiple devices and you want to make sure you have all the latest information and the back your contact information saved so you can access that same information across your devices. So, assuming you do use Gmail, you're going to have a nice little button on the top left corner of your Gmail window in the browser. When you click on the Gmail button, you'll see a nice drop down where you can click on contacts. So as you keep in touch with people, let's say mostly by email, but you want to also include their name and phone number so you have that information readily available. When you move on over to at least your Android device, I believe this works on the iPhone and an iPad, but I'm not 100% on that. When you log in with your Google account on your Android smartphone, your Android tablet, or whatever is based on, or whatever uses Google services, you'll have that contact information readily available. So you'll have basic information, let's say name, email, and phone number, the most often thing information you'll need. But you can add extra information as well. So you can add an address for your contacts. So if you know that you're going to be visiting them or you want to have the address for your family member saved so you know where to send birthday cards or have that, be able to easily access direction information, you can do that as well. You can also, the contact that uses Gmail or Google services, if they have a picture associated, it'll automatically populate, so you may have seen that already. But you can also add your own photo as well instead, so if you want to have another picture or want to be funny or just customize that your contact pictures, you can do that as well. So just add a little personal flair to that contact information. Nothing too special there, but to have a little bit of fun as well. Or if you want to have a certain type of picture to differentiate between, let's say, family, friends, and colleagues and that sort of thing. The benefit of this as well is that you can have multiple email addresses, multiple phone numbers, so you can differentiate between home phone, work phone, mobile phone, and have all of that listed. So when you're trying to contact the person, you have those options as well, let's say on your Nexus 5 or your Galaxy S4, whatever device or smartphone you may have. You can also add notes to your contact information as well. So let's say you want to know that the person prefers to be contacted on their cell phone, or you want to make sure that you always email the person before you call them or something, then you can add notes to that contact as well for additional information. Or if the information doesn't fit in one of the other fields, then you have a space to add that information as well. And since you're storing everything in your Google account, everything, as I mentioned before, is automatically synced. So once you make the changes in their browser, for example, it'll automatically sync down to your smartphone or tablets. So let's say you use Google Voice to keep in touch with your different contacts, or you're text messaging from your phone and you have your Google account stored. Once you save that contact information's name and phone number, you'll see that person's name automatically sync down as well, along with their image. So you can see those changes happen relatively quickly, so within a couple of minutes at most, or even if that, depending on the speed of your connection, but you'll see all of those changes happen relatively seamlessly. So that's all I really wanted to talk about in this particular episode. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And as always, you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And if you want to find this show or more shows on the Geek.io network of shows, be sure to visit geek-io.com. And if you... Basically, let's say you're worried about the security of your contact information while you're setting it up, or you're worried about the Internet Explorer vulnerabilities that were recently discovered, then be sure to visit our friends over at proxpn.com. Their service allows you to safely and securely browse the web, so whatever information you're looking up or transmitting or saving or storing or anything like that will always be protected, along with any personal data that is also transmitted online. So whether you're downloading from Dropbox or uploading to even Google servers, you'll be protected and your personal data will be safely and securely stored. And when you use the promo code GEEK20, that's GEEK and the number 20, you'll get an extra 20% off of your order as well. So not only will you be able to safely and securely browse the web, you'll save a little money at the same time. So be sure to visit proxpn.com and use the promo code GEEK20 to get 20% off your order and start safely and securely browsing the web today. We thank ProXPN for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.